This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz. The novel instrument you're hearing in this piece, the one that sounds a bit like an organ, is called a bayan. It's a Russian button accordion, and it's not seen or heard at Symphony Hall very often. Tomorrow, though, the Boston Symphony Orchestra is performing a premier triple concerto featuring the violin, the cello, and the bayan. It was written by an acclaimed Soviet-era composer and champion of the traditional instrument's unique sound. WBUR's Andrea Shea introduces us to the bayan, the composer, and her muse.
The muse is Swiss-born Elsbeth Moser. She says she started playing typical accordion music at age 4.
When I was young, I played Switzerland folk. You know, but I hate that later. In my soul and in my spirit, in my heart, was the wish to get fantastic music for this instrument.
Today, Moser teaches bayan in Switzerland, holding her heavy, ornate accordion close to her body, hands poised over more than 200 buttons. She demonstrates its range of expression.
This is the contrabass region, you know. Here, another register brings you to the... to the piccolo flute region of sound.
Then Moser plays a bit from the new triple concerto for violin, cello, and bayan, written for her and the BSO, by Russian composer Sofia Gubaidulina.
It can be dramatic, terrifying. It can be nostalgic, wistful. It can be fleeting.
BSO Artistic Administrator Anthony Fogg helped bring Gubaidulina and her world premiere to Boston.
This tremendous range of colors that is possible with this instrument is something that she loves to explore.
As a student in Soviet-era Russia, Gubaidulina was criticized for exploring non-traditional sounds, but famed composer Dmitri Shostakovich supported her work. Like other Russian musicians, she was scrutinized and remained largely cut off from the West, behind the Iron Curtain.
Gubaidulina was one of those figures during the Soviet era that we knew a little of. There were some recordings of her music, but she was almost a sort of mythical figure, regarded as one of the important figures in the next generation after Shostakovich.
The BSO's relationship with Gubaidulina began in 1988 when she was able to travel to a Boston festival of Russian music. The orchestra and the composer have collaborated many times since then. Now, Gubaidulina is back with this new commission. At rehearsal, the 85-year-old composer follows along with her printed score. She periodically makes comments to BSO music director Andras Nelsons. Bayan player Elsbeth Moser is on stage, wearing a black sweater dress, red boots, and socks with flowers that climb up her calves. Gubaidulina reflects on her love of the bayan through an interpreter.
She feels it had a tragic history. Originally, the bayan was a secondary instrument for little songs, dances, and it was only in the 20th century, and really in the second half of the 20th century, that the instrument emerged as an instrument that is proving itself.
With the composer's help, for her, part of the bayan's persona and spiritual power is that it breathes.
It's part of its nature that gives it an earthy quality that no other instrument in the orchestra that has.
Gubaidulina and Moser have worked together since the 1980s. They both remember their first rehearsal together. It was in Lockenhaus, Austria, and Moser left the church, sat on a stone, and cried.
I was so shocked and so touched deeply in my heart, in my soul. She gave us and also me really the chance and the possibility to enter in the music world and no more in this accordion family.
The composer and the Bayan player's relationship goes beyond music. In 1991, Moser helped Gubay Dulina get out of Russia.
I was the key for it. It's a very big value of work in the life to help somebody. She helped me, I helped her, and it's really a mission for her music.
Now, Gubay Dulina lives in a small German village where she wrote the new concerto at Moser's request. The Bayan player says you can hear the composer's concern about the state of the world today in her music.
We have the worst things on one side, but through the music, and especially with her music, we can make happy the people and say something. This is something from her deepest soul.
And the musician says audiences just need to listen. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The BSO performs Sofia Gubaidulina's triple concerto for violin, cello, and Bayan tomorrow at Symphony Hall and in New York next week at Carnegie Hall.